You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We still don't have any guests, so I'm going to fake it again some more. I'm going to tell you about some of the things that are trending in health food. One of the things is berberine. Berberine is a derivative of certain herbs, and it's been used in Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine for a long time. It's also used by the North American Indians. And there was a 12-week clinical study showing that berberine is effective in improving blood sugar. And what this research showed that it also helps blood cholesterol levels. So since a lot of people think that cholesterol is related to taking in fats, what the new research is finding out is that cholesterol levels are really related to how much sugar you're taking in. So if you want to reduce your cholesterol levels, one of the first things you might want to do is look at reducing the amount of sugar that you're taking in, adding fiber to that, because that'll help balance your blood sugar levels as well. And it'll also take the sugar out of the system or make it so that it's easier to digest by your body. Berberine works because it targets the regulator for metabolism called AMP, which is activated protein kinase. And it so it helps people with diabetes, for example. It helps them stimulate the uptake of glucose into the cells. It improves insulin sensitivity, and it reduces glucose production in the liver. And people, berberine also helps people with heart problems. So it helps in the release of free fatty acids, which lower lipid levels and prevent harmful fat deposits. It also helps burning fat in the mitochondria. Berberine also helps with the release of nitric oxide, which is a molecule that relaxes the arteries and increases blood flow, lowers blood pressure, and protects against atherosclerosis. So berberine, if you're interested in taking something like berberine, you might be interested in taking something like berberine if you have diabetes, if you have heart disease, if you have cholesterol levels, high cholesterol levels, or hypertension. If you're suffering from immune disorders, you might want to take it, or if you're trying to balance blood sugars. One of the things that people are looking for that is to improve their memory. And memory is something not only declines as we age, but it can also decline as a result of being stressed for long periods of time. So there have been about 22 studies involving 4,000 subjects that have shown positive results in mental alertness, reasoning, information processing, and general mental performance with alpha-GPC, which is a form of choline. It's a fat that is a building block for neurotransmission. So when your neurotransmitters start to decline as you age, you might start thinking about taking fats. One of the fats that we did an interview last spring with a doctor who was advocating that people start eating more fat, like coconut oil, which has been shown to help with people with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, because what it does is it gets through that blood-brain barrier. And it helps them focus, helps the brain. The brain is able to use these fats to feed itself, because what this doctor was saying is that part of Alzheimer's, there's a certain percentage of people that have Alzheimer's, that really what it is a form of diabetes where the brain is not getting any sugar. And using these fats, they can get past the blood-brain barrier and feed the brain. And so in the studies that she was showing, and with actual work with her husband who had Alzheimer's, she was able to prove that using fats such as coconut oil, they were able to see a significant difference in a certain percentage of the population that has Alzheimer's. Now, one of the things that people are always looking for as they go through life is to look younger. And there's a number of different ways we can do this. When I was younger, I decided to have a hair growing competition with my brother one day. And so we're doing this for a couple of months, and I decided that I was going to try one of the products in the store, and it was called Silica or Floracil at the time. And what it was is a derivative. It was actually just the plant horsetail, which actually grows around here in the bush. And if you take horsetail, especially when it's young, because as the horsetail gets older, it gets more abrasive and is not great for taking internally. But if you take horsetail, what it can do is it can help grow your hair thicker, make it stronger. And in my case, I didn't find that it grew it longer, but it grew it thicker. And after taking the stuff for the horsetail for about 2 or 3 weeks, I had to stop because my hair just got unmanageable. But any type of, and what the horsetail does is it helps the body with collagen. So collagen, what collagen does is it helps with wrinkles, it helps with skin elasticity, it helps with hair. And, you know, you find 75% of the skin is made of collagen. It's in the tendons, it's in the cartilage, it's in the blood vessels, so it's important throughout the body. If you're eating a lot of chicken, for example, that you might be getting some collagen. And you can buy collagen now pretty much in any health food store. They call it Biosil, or you can get the horsetail, the herb. Some of the other things that people are asking about are, you know, what's in what I'm putting on my skin, because people are concerned that there's a lot of chemicals in the products that they're putting on their skin, and a lot of plastic. Things have changed from what they were 20, 30 years ago. We're seeing a lot of chemicals such as parabens, synthetic preservatives in toothpaste and shampoos. We're seeing fragrance beauty products such as lotions, perfumes, and deodorants that are classified as xenoestrogens. And what these xenoestrogens do is that they mimic our natural estrogens, creating hormone chaos by increasing the total amount of estrogen. And this can result in a condition called estrogen dominance. So estrogen dominance has been implicated in conditions such as breast and prostate cancer, obesity, infertility, endometriosis, uterine fibroids, early onset puberty, and PMS. So if you want to get rid of these xenoestrogens, one of the herbs you might want to consider is milk thistle, because it helps detoxify the liver. It helps liver cell regeneration. Curcumin is another product that really helps the liver and get rid of some of these things, these xenoestrogens. Rosemary, another herb that you can take, and green tea, for example, all great in supporting the hormones. There's the Environmental Working Group website called EWG.org is a place where you can go if you want a lot more information about what's in what you're putting on your skin. I want to tell you about some of the shows that we have coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to be talking with Robin Werner about the Master Cleanse diet, about how you can use things like lemon and maple syrup to really help detoxify your body, get rid of some of the toxins, clear your head, and increase your energy levels. We'll be talking with her after Christmas, and we'll be finding out exactly what you can do to drop some of those pounds that perhaps you're gaining over Christmas as well. Speaking of hormones, Lorna Vanderhaeg, one of Canada's leading experts, is going to be coming on the show. She's going to be talking about hormones. She's going to be talking about her new book, which is geared towards women and geared towards women who really want to improve their health. So we're going to be talking with her as well. Rosemary Pierce, who we haven't talked to for quite a while, is Canada's leading natural pharmacist. And she's going to be coming on the show talking about how alkalinity and balancing our pH levels can not only help us feel better, but it can also increase our energy levels. So we're going to be talking with her. So those are just some of the shows that we have coming up. A lot of people are thinking about losing weight, and we're going to have a few shows on that after Christmas as well. We're also going to be talking about, we're going to be talking with Etta West from Vaccine Choice, and this is a group that looks at the risks associated with certain vaccines and the research, definitely research-based for sure. And she'll be telling us, you know, what are the risks associated with certain vaccines, what vaccines are safe to take, and what are the success rates of the vaccines, like the flu, for example, that will be taking place in early in January as well. So that's pretty much it for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening. Apologize that we didn't have a guest on and you had to listen to me ramble along. But we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen too often. I think it's happened a couple times this year. And Garrett's rolling his eyes at me. Our producer is saying, where do you find these people? But we'll make sure that they don't come on for a while either. So anyways, I want to thank you for listening. Hope you have a great Christmas and good New Year, and we'll be talking to you after the New Year's.